Well then, coming to you from the heart of forgotten America, the pounding heart of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, August 12, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, doomsday preppers are getting more serious end of times and how to be ready. Well, why wouldn't they? Bug out bags, freeze-dried food, plenty of guns and ammunition are a must, and a surge in this culture of fear. Number two, Steve Bannon says the Democrats will soon be very desperate to recruit someone to join the race for president. They'll have no other choice. But is Hillary going to go for number three? That's the big question. And number one, who killed Jeffrey Epstein? Even the Democrats are asking the question. Democrats are making jokes about the price of crossing Bill and Hillary Clinton. And it can be permanent, they say. I mean, seriously, how can a guy with the biggest case in America today, a guy with connections to powerful people all over the world, end up dead in a Manhattan jail cell when he is supposedly under very close supervision? What was the first thing you thought? I've just got to ask you this. Because as soon as I saw the notification on my phone Saturday morning that Jeffrey Epstein was dead, it must have been about 8:30, 9 o'clock. The very first thing I thought was probably the very first thing you thought. And what was it? Bill Clinton. Absolutely. I mean, that's the first thing you think about. Bill Clinton allegedly wrote on the Lolita Express 27 different times. The Lolita Express would fly to Epstein's different properties, most notably the islands in the Caribbean. Those islands in the Caribbean where he has been previously convicted, has Jeffrey Epstein, of trafficking in minors, convicted of being a sexual predator of children as young as 12, a registered sex offender, a guy connected to all sorts of powerful people. And some say there's just no way that it could have happened. It's just no way it could have happened that a suicide would so conveniently occur. The most convenient suicide in 25 years, I might add. Of course, it comes one day after a big document drop in a civil case against the 66-year-old, well, now deceased multimillionaire. I saw over the weekend his assets placed at $559 million, but maybe significantly higher, because some of the assets on his list, homes especially, were listed at values lower than what the United States federal government placed those values. The Attorney General William Barr ordering an investigation, so the Department of Justice and the FBI both conducting investigations. Barr says he is appalled to learn of Epstein's death. It comes about 2 weeks after a reported suicide attempt by the same man in the same jail facility. How could this happen? Well, some people that have spent time there say it couldn't happen. It's not possible because the rooms are 8 and 9 feet tall. That, according to really good reporting from the New York Post, they spoke to a former inmate of that facility, said it's not possible. They don't give you clothing that's usable for suicide. There's no place to tie onto anything, no bars, no doorknobs. The bed is secured to the floor permanently. There's nothing you can do to do what they say Epstein did, which is hang himself. Now, the autopsy has been completed. The autopsy was completed yesterday, but the ME, they're asking for additional time and additional information. So we don't have the preliminary. I mean, they've got it. We just don't have it publicly. They've got the preliminary cause of death. They'll have the preliminary results of the autopsy right now. We just haven't been offered it quite yet. In fact, that former inmate who spoke to the New York Post by saying, as long as you didn't identify me, no way a man could kill himself. Between the floor and the ceiling, 8 or 9 feet, no way you have anything to connect to. You have sheets, but they're paper level, not strong enough to hold someone that's 200 pounds like Jeffrey Epstein. The clothing they give you is a jump-in uniform. Everything is dark brown color. They have beds that are fixed to the floor. No way this could have happened. So say those around him. So, of course, the conspiracy theories fly immediately. And Donald Trump, among those that sent out a retweet of a conspiracy theory connecting, you know, Epstein's suicide to the Clintons. But again, what was the very first thing you thought of? Raise your hand if you thought of Bill Clinton immediately when you heard that Jeffrey Epstein was dead. You see? I mean, who doesn't put these two together? 27 times, according to credible reports, Bill Clinton flew on the Lolita Express, Epstein's private plane. And all sorts of people are calling for investigations. Ben Sasse, the senator of Nebraska, saying the Department of Justice failed. Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirators think they might have just gotten one last sweetheart deal, but I'm going to tell you they did not. In fact, this may fire up the investigations into everyone else. Where did Epstein get all of this money he had, $559 million plus? Where did all of that money come from? How did he get in a position to be a hedge fund trader? I mean, seriously. A whole lot of money. And in fact, one of the commentators on MSNBC, and I would say fairly recklessly, pointed a finger at Les Wexner. Leslie Wexner owns L Brands, which is the parent company of things like Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie and Fitch, saying that Wexner had spent more than $200 million financing Epstein. Other people that were figured, Bill Richardson, former member of Bill Clinton's cabinet, and then went on to become the governor of New Mexico, prominent Democrat, accused in those filings on Friday of having sexual intercourse with minors, all facilitated by Epstein. So here's a guy who apparently facilitates human trafficking, sexual deviance with children, and conveniently ends up dead in his cell in Manhattan. One day, after a drop of papers in a civil suit, started naming names and exposing some of the rich and powerful people connected to this guy. Just seems all too convenient. And I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I'm not. I don't spend time with conspiracy theories. I'm not into all that. But you've got to admit, this just smells to high heaven. It just has, listen, the ability to commit suicide and not get checked done. And then I put out a video on Saturday early and said, listen, what are you going to say when you realize that there's no videotape and they tell you there's no videotape? Then what are you going to think? Well, guess what? We've now been told there's no videotape. I nailed it. Knocked it right out of the park. I said, there's not going to be any videotape of this whole thing. And there's not. You can find that video on Facebook and Twitter. Would appreciate your follow. Go ahead and do that. But something here isn't right. And hopefully, William Barr and the Inspector General, who's been asked to look into it, will look into it quickly. Because when the impossible happens, and this was impossible, Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide was impossible. Couldn't happen. We'll see what the investigation comes up with. But it's shocking. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Coming up on the program here, we're going to shift gears a little bit to Alan Sachs on the way. Alan Sachs. We'll get some perspective from Texas. How about that? It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, Life takes energy.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineering, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.